Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You want to step into my world? It's a social psychotic state of bliss. You've been delayed in the real world. How many times have you hit at me? Your cat can't show disfiguration. I want to laugh myself to death. With a big fight, so that's with a big configuration. I'll hold the line while you gasp for breath.
You want to talk to me? You wanna 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 talk to me? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Welcome to another edition of the Cancer Experience. I am Cancer, your host, and thank you for joining us tonight. Well, I had a really great show planned out for you, and it just didn't really come together. I wrote a bunch of scripts and had a whole bunch of people helping, and, well, people didn't get me their parts. But don't worry, I slapped a great show together here at the last minute for you, and there is a little bit of original material from myself, so hope you enjoy the program.
Yes, this is Agent Johnson of the U.S. FBI. My president has instructed me to ask you for the final time to turn over the person or location of one Osama bin Laden for his actions against our country, or you must face the consequences.
Leave us alone! We know nothing of this bin Laden!
We think you do.
We don't!
Listen, Mr. Taliban person, do you realize that this is your final opportunity, or we must lash out with an assault of which you do not have the technology to handle?
We do not need your weapons! We have anti-aircraft, an anti-tank, and anti-personnel weaponry!
We know that, but you don't have answering machines.
What?
Will you give us bin Laden?
No!
Okay. You asked for it.
Answering machine? What is that? Taliban!
Hello, how are you this afternoon? Would you like better rates on your long-distance service?
You have wrong number! Taliban!
Hello, Mr. Taliban. Did you know that aluminum siding can raise the property value of your house? We can install it at a fraction of the increase of your new property value. Are you interested?
You have wrong number! Taliban!
Congratulations! You qualify for the Platinum Card!
Taliban!
Good afternoon, sir. Did you know that we have $40 million available for home improvement projects, and you qualify for...
That's it! Osama on his own! Taliban!
Good afternoon, sir. How would you like free HBO for a month?
Taliban!
Hello. For a great deal on automobile insurance, please hold the line for the next available...
Taliban!
Hello, I have a special deal from America's number one sports magazine, including the famous swimsuit.
Taliban!
Good afternoon, sir. Can I interest you in details on how you could win a free vacation?
That is so great. I want to thank Doc Webster for contributing that to this week's show.
Kick your ass, then we're gonna come home.
Fuck this town, man!
You know, it's really hard not to talk about the stuff going on in Afghanistan with Osama bin Laden and the Taliban and all the stuff. It's just dominating the news right now, so there's a lot of this material on this week's show, and I hope you guys understand. I know you're being inundated with this throughout every media outlet on the planet. It's being reported at every turn, but if I can find a little bit of comedy in it, so much for the better.
In this posh Afghani restaurant, we secretly replaced Osama bin Laden's coffee with Folgers crystals. Then we secretly replaced the Folgers crystals with a hand grenade. Let's see what happens.
Mr. bin Laden?
Yes, sir.
How's your coffee?
It is very good, but it's a little bit chunky.
Oops! Folgers crystals. Good to the last blast.
Oh, they got them Taliban blues. I know guy, his name's Osama, half of Afghanistan has fucked his mama. He's hiding in the cave in a cum-stained pajama with his knob in the crack of a crusty old llama. Hey, bin Laden. Hey, bin Laden. Oh, they got them Taliban blue. They hate the USA and what we stand for, so the Taliban's declaring a holy war. When our bombs begin to hit, the only thing they'll be declaring is holy shit. Hey, bin Laden. Hey, bin Laden. Hey, Osama, George W. Bush is a loving guy, and he knows you're lonely, that's the reason why. He's given a national monument to be your companion, gonna turn your cave into the Grand Canyon. Hey, Bin Laden. Hey, hey, Bin Laden. Face, a diaper on his head. Before too much longer, he's gonna be dead. And when he dies, he might see God, that's true. But he's gonna find out that God's a Jew. Hey, Bin Laden. Hey, hey, Bin Laden. Uh-huh, we got them Taliban blue. All right, one more. 5 times a day, they stop and pray, but soon they'll be bowing to the USA. And all you bastards that support jihad, open your mouth, here comes Uncle Sam's squad. Hey, Bin Laden. Hey, 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 Bin Laden. Uh-huh, I got them Taliban blues.
All right, well, I would like to talk on a semi-serious note for a moment. If you're in England, you've probably heard of this story, but chances are, if you're anywhere else, it might have gotten buried in all the other news that's been going on in Afghanistan right now. There's a reporter, an English reporter, named Yvonne Ridley, and she worked for, or she does work for the Sunday Express. It's a British paper. And she had crossed over into Afghanistan about just shy of 2 weeks prior to the attacks, so about a week after the bombing of the trade centers, and then she went in there, and she was doing a story on a humanitarianism story. She was trying to capture the state of the common Afghanistani people, and she was arrested by the Taliban. This the charge, let me see if I can find it here. She was arrested for illegally entering Afghanistan. Now, this is kind of funny, because who the hell illegally enters Afghanistan? I mean, you got people by the millions, trying to get out. They're knocking on Iran's door over there, and Iran's not letting them in. And this British journalist gets arrested for going in to Afghanistan. It just shows you what type of people the Taliban are. This woman had spunk, though. She didn't just sit down and take it. She was being tormented, she felt, by her captors. Even though they did clean her cell out of all cockroaches, and I guess they gave her a little special treatment, because she was a journalist, but she felt that the conditions were quite squalid. You know, those are her words. And she began to torment them. She asked for paper and pen so she could start keeping a journal, and they refused. So she started keeping her own journal on the inside of a toothpaste box and a soap box. She was writing down all of her experiences, and she was in there for 11 days. She eventually decided to quit eating. I believe this was about halfway through her stay, and this really pissed off the Taliban people, the guards. She just refused to eat. At first she was tormenting them verbally and just really being a pain in the ass, which I gotta say has that's a lot of spunk to do something like that in a tight regime like the Taliban. But she quit eating, and they didn't know what to do with her. A few hours before the bombing started, they came to release her, and she didn't realize it. They came and got her out of her cell. And her own words right here: "I didn't realize I was free until I actually sat down with a Pakistani official and had a cup of tea." So she sits down, has some tea, and she gets a pass to go over to a Tokum. That's going into Pakistan. So she went over there. And she accounts that they try to break her mentally by asking the same questions over and over and over again, a common tactic of these type of regimes, and this is what spawned her aggressive stance of trying to torment her tormentors. And this is a quote from her: "They tried to break me mentally by asking me the same questions time and time again, day after day, sometimes till 9 o'clock at night. Now, she was upset because she was kept away from her daughter and whatnot, and she knew of the impending bombings. I mean, everyone knew that it was coming. They just didn't know when. And as she was being released, the guards, they're running around, and they're grabbing some grenade launchers because the air raid sirens were going off, and the planes, the jets from England and from the United States were beginning their attacks. And she said to them, "You might as well use bow and arrows and slingshots for all the good it's gonna do you." So right to the end, she had her and her forked tongue. Hats off, Yvonne Ridley. Took balls doing what you do. And I'm always impressed by journalists out there that they go into these war zones. I don't understand it. I consider myself a very brave person and committed to my job, but there's no way in hell I would ever go into a war zone to cover it. That's just beyond my understanding and my comprehension. So, hats off, Yvonne Ridley. Okay, well, let's go and do our first commercial break, and we will be right back after a word from these sponsors.
Harmonic Seduction by Cami Allen and Darling Violetta. Their latest release, the Kill You EP, features two tracks previously heard on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Their latest single, Spoiled and Rotten, will send your heart into a spiral of passion. It only takes a moment to lose your soul to Darling Violetta. The Kill You EP is available now at Tower Records, Amazon.com, DarlingViolette.com, and other online merchants.
VampFangs.com, the ultimate combination to satisfy your every need. Fangs, vampire vixens, chats, and so much more. Come see where everyone really hangs out. Chat with people who understand. Come to the place that no one forgets. www.vampfangs.com. An experience just waiting to happen.
Visit www.darkdoors.com and witness Sin Surreal's dark art and gothic photography. Darkdoors.com also allows you to view and post poetry, apply for web awards, or join a Language of Dreams web ring for the artistic elite. Do you have a dark art project that you need completed? Contact Sin Surreal for an estimate.
www.darkdoors.com. Open the doors to your darkest expression. Come to darkdoors.com to open your mind.
Greetings. This is Brittany, formerly of the Cancer Project. And for all of you just dying to know, Michael and I have had anal sex. And I have all the dirty little details for you waiting on our new show, The Freak Show, starting Sunday, October 14th, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I score!
It's okay, because we still have time left. Listen to The Freak Show!
Bastards!
www.onlysorrow.org. You can help support the Ellen Claire Lawrence Memorial Scholarship by going to www.onlysorrow.org and purchasing their compilation CD. For only $15, you get a CD containing the talent of the Crew Shadows, Audra, Second Skin, the Azoic, and many other great artists, from gothic to ethereal to industrial and even ambient. All proceeds from the sale of the CD go to the Ellen Claire Lawrence Memorial Scholarship. www.onlysorrow.org.
Greetings. I am John Guy. The voice of transfiction. And you will listen to Vampire Radio.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Okay, welcome back to The Cancer Experience, starring myself. Be sure to tune in later this evening for The Freak Show, and that stars Adam. That's his new show, and it features Brittany, Michael, and Lowell, so you don't want to miss that. That's coming up almost immediately following The Cancer Experience. And following The Freak Show is The 80s Show, and after that, Gothic Harmony. So Sunday's really turned into an all-star lineup. Got Kurgy's Industrial Hour, then The Cancer Experience, then The Freak Show, then The 80s Show, then Gothic Harmony. So it's really a great day. Full program details, as always, check out the Vampire Radio website at www.vampireradio.com. all the times, program, definitions, etc., etc. Also, give us a call on our new toll-free line. That number is 877-869-8562. Go ahead and leave us a message, and if it's a interesting one, you might just hear it in the Vampire Radio rotation or on one of our shows. That's 877-869-8562. You can, of course, find that number on the Vampire Radio contact directory.
Tonight on HBO, it's the Sensitive Sopranos.
Yo, I got you some drapes to match the bloodstains on the ceiling.
Yo, Tony, that's so sweet of you. You're so sensitive.
Oh, it's the least I could do. After all, you cleans up all the dead bodies around the house.
Not to mention all the kneecaps I buried in the backyard.
The Sensitive Sopranos.
Yo, I like the color of your dress.
I know. It's the same color as your AK-47.
Bada bing.
Yo, man, tell me something about me. You masturbate more than anyone on the planet.
So, fuck, everyone knows that. Tell me something nobody knows.
When you do it, you're thinking about guys.
Cancer Experience Original.
The Top 10 Reasons Why Daylight Savings Time Sucks by Cancer. A blatant ripoff of David Letterman and The Late Show's innovation of nightly top 10 lists. Number 10. During daylight savings time, it gets dark later, which cuts down on valuable peeping Tom time. Number 9. In October, on the day it's undone, you've got one less hour until last call. Number 8. Since daylight savings time was reinstated in the 70s, my senile grandmother never knows what time it is anymore. Number 7. You lose an hour in April. They tell you that you're going to get it back in October, but I think it's all a conspiracy. Number 6. No matter what time of the year it is, half of the clocks in your house are set to one time, the other half to another. Number 5. During daylight savings time, if your girl only does it when it's dark, you lose an hour of prospective bone time. Number 4. Daylight savings time really screws with aliens and their abduction schedules. Number 3. The French do it. Number 2. The Canadians enjoy doing it. And the number 1 reason why daylight savings time sucks: because of daylight savings time, no one ever knows what time it is in Arizona. Well, Halloween is coming up pretty soon. Have you decided what you're going to be doing for Halloween? What about those people out there that treat every day as if it were Halloween? You know who I'm talking about. The Wiccans, the Pagans, the... you name it. Maybe you've had some curiosity or some suspicions about one of your neighbors, wondering if they're pagan. They're just not quite right. There's something you can't put your finger on, and you're not sure about them. Well, here at Vampire Radio, we put together a little list, and if some of these things ring a bell, you might want to be a little suspicious of that neighbor or that coworker. You casually ask what phase the moon is in, and this person tells you down the exact number of days, hour, and minute of rising, position on horizon, and current angle of declination. Maybe all the stray cats in the neighborhood tend to congregate around this particular house. Perhaps most of her clothes on the washing line are black. Did you ever notice that when the local kids, they talk in whispers as they go by the house, and they start running off at the last moment? She can't even make a simple sandwich without adding fresh herbs to it. And don't ask for a cup of tea unless you want something yellow-colored and smelling of flowers. She hardly ever gets junk mail. You ask her what her secret is, and she confides that she returns it to the sender after writing something in strange, curly writing. The Jehovah Witnesses, they never call. The bumper sticker on her car reads, "I break for toads." She's got an irritating tendency of humming a lot. What the hell has she got to be so happy about, anyways? She's got a tame robin that eats from her hand in the garden that cannot be natural. She never catches a cold, even though she walks barefoot most of the time, even out in the snow. You see her frequently hugging trees. Her dinner set is decorated with Celtic patterns. You ask to borrow a pack of cards for an impromptu bridge evening, and there's 78 cards in the pack. She tells you that she is coming out of the broom closet, joins Witch's voice, and erects a stained glass pinnacle window in her front door. That's kind of a giveaway right there.
What are you doing hanging around?
Well, we're here to pick up chicks.
Excuse me?
I figure abortion clinics are a good place to meet loose women. Why else would they be here unless they like to fuck?
Do you really hate your job? I mean, do you really, really hate your job? There's a lot of people out there that are not happy at all with what they do. This is for you people out there. This is what you need to do. On your way home from work, stop at your pharmacy and go to the thermometer section. Purchase a rectal thermometer made by Q-Tip. Be very sure it's a Q-Tip brand, except no imitation. When you get home, lock your doors, draw the drapes, and disconnect the phone so that you will be not disturbed during your therapy. Change into very comfortable clothing, such as a sweatsuit, and lie down on your bed. Open the package and remove the thermometer. Carefully place it on the bedside table so that it will not become chipped or broken. Take out the written material that accompanies the thermometer and read it. You're going to notice in small print there is a statement. Every rectal thermometer made by Q-Tip is personally tested. Now close your eyes and repeat out loud 5 times. I am so glad I don't work in quality control at the Q-Tip company.
So you do anal? Is it true that chicks fart if you blast them in the ass?
Alright, what we got up next for you here is a story that's been floating around the internet for at least 5 years, probably more. I don't know if it's true or not. It's probably just urban legend. You know how these things are. If you hear it or read it on the internet, it's probably got about a 5% chance of being actually true. But it's really funny, so I'm going to present it here for you. Now, this has been floating around in email form. So here at the Cancer Experience, we put it to a radio format for your listening pleasure. Supposedly, this is an actual radio conversation between a United States Navy aircraft carrier, the USS Abraham Lincoln, and Canadian authorities off the coast of Newfoundland in October of 1995. The radio conversation was released by the Chief of Naval Operations on 10-10-95, as authorized by the Freedom of Information Act.
Cancer Experience Original. Recommend you divert your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid a collision.
What are you talking about? Negative. You will have to divert your course 15 degrees to the south to avoid a collision.
This is the captain of a U.S. Navy ship. I say again, divert your course.
No, I say again, divert your course.
This is the aircraft carrier USS Lincoln, the second largest ship in the United States Atlantic Fleet. We are accompanied by 3 destroyers, 3 cruisers, and numerous support vessels. I demand that you change your course 15 degrees north. I say again, that is 15 degrees north, or countermeasures will be undertaken to ensure the safety of this ship.
This is a lighthouse. Your call.
All right, there you have it. Like I said, I doubt whether or not it's true, but in any case, it's funny as hell. You can picture that happening. And besides, we all know the Canadians don't have any real ships. They don't have a navy. Their navy consists of fishing boats.
What the shit is that?
Cancer Experience Original.
The meaning of life. At age 4, success is not peeing in your pants. At age 12, success is having friends. At age 16, success is having a driver's license. At age 20, success is having sex. At age 35, success is having money. At age 50, success is having money.
Where'd you get all the money?
The government. I didn't earn it. I don't need it. But if they miss one payment, I'll raise hell.
At age 60, success is having sex. At age 70, success is having a driver's license. At age 75, success is having friends.
Mr. Gill, according to our records, you're dead.
What?
At age 80, success is not peeing your pants.
Dream.
Then suddenly I was hit with a revelation. The way a woman's body is made, the way a man's body responds to it, the fire burning in my loins, the intense desire to merge as one. It all came together in one brilliant flash.
Oh, yes. Do you remember the first time you realized that a man's body and a woman's body were not just made the way they were for the hell of it, but there's actually some reason behind it? I think I was in first grade when I had that revelation. All right, on a final note before we close up the show this week, I would like to send out heartfelt sympathies to Rush Limbaugh. If you paid any attention to the news this week, on Monday he announced that he was, for all intents and purposes, deaf in the left ear and had about 20% hearing in the right ear. Within a few months, he'll be 100% deaf. It's due to a genetic condition, and the doctors are working on it, but it doesn't look good. And Rush will be continuing to do his show. Love him or hate him, you've got to admit he's a very articulate man that knows how to argue his point with passion, and I've always respected him for the show that he did. All right, that is it for this week. I would like to thank Doc Webster for sending in some clips, and for thanks to Smiling Bandit, Scarlet, and Starlight for providing me with some content. Tune in next week for another all-new edition of The Cancer Experience with me, and just me. New comedy material, that is a guarantee. Check out the Vampire Radio website at www.vampireradio.com for all news, updates, current events, and everything that's going on in the Vampire Radio world. Stay tuned for The Freak Show, that is with Adam, Brittany, Michael, and Lowell, that is coming up in just moments right after The Cancer Experience. Thanks, and you guys have a good night.
Let's go.